Apple Notes has always been a thing for me because of the texture in the background. I really always hated that. I'm so glad it's gone, so I can actually use it now. But it's just occurred to me, looking at PJ Vogt of Reply All, his apology tweet is two screenshots of an Apple Note, two screenshots that aren't even square. Man, you took a lot of time on those words, and you're very deliberate about what you said. Probably thought about it for days. Ask people, not days, hours at least. Maybe not, I don't know. But then you can't use the guides on the fucking crop, the wonderful crop function in iOS. You can't like see that it's not square. What the? And it's not just in this case, it's so many of the others. But what I was saying, I realized that Apple Notes will almost certainly go down in history. It will be forever immortalized by its role or by its function in this role where I guess celebrities need to post something long form. And I don't know who, I would love to go and investigate and figure out who's the first person to start doing this. But somebody needed to post a long apology on Twitter. It had to be more. And the thing about it being an image is that you can also post it on Instagram or whatever. And they're like, oh, where can I go on my iPhone? How can I do this? I guess I could go into notes and then I could screenshot the statement that but it's gonna have to be multiple screenshots. And that's just a tradition now. I can't think of anyone else specifically, but I can just, it's gonna be immortalized as the apology software. That's where the big famous public apologies, and that's the thing, the reason I say immortalize, I'm almost positive, at some point, whatever textbooks are in the future, textbooks will contain those images. 50 years from now, will contain those images or images of those images taken from Apple Notes. Probably forget, I don't think it occurs to, it's always been a thing for me. Like literally every single time there's someone, posts a public apology, a celebrity posts a public apology. Not that I go looking for it for that reason, but when I happen to come across them, I just, there's Apple Notes. Boy, would I love to have a conversation with, because I'm sure the person who, I'm sure that Apple acquired what became Notes on iOS today. Anyway, there's a smaller group of people that are keenly aware of their legacy, I'm sure. But this is how these apologies will be remembered. Maybe it'll even, God, it might influence art. That fucking typeface that is very distinct. People will be doing art about these apologies. And so there'll be like a hand-drawn rendition of these notes. And they won't have known where the notes came from. But at some point in 100 years, some nerdy student's gonna be going through like apologies from the early 21st century. Like, how long will Apple Notes exist and be continued to use this way? Well, I guess as long as, I don't know, another 10 years probably? So I'm gonna go, why don't all these apologies look the same? It's not the textbook, no. These are actual artifact, original images from history. Why are they all using what appears to be the same font and the same background? And they will go digging. And the iPhone will be immortalized even more than it is now. iOS will be, and so they'll go and they'll find a list of apps that were on iPhone at the time, and they'll start digging through screenshots of those, and they'll come across maybe the official screenshots from the App Store of Apple Notes. Oh, I hope someone else enjoys this knowledge, enjoys this realization, because I don't know, it's special to this point in internet history. I think I could do something artistic and draft my own apology for I'll drop my own apology to Apple Notes and make it whatever the thing is where I'm actually being accusatory or saying it was Apple Notes' fault, talking as if I assaulted Apple Notes or something, and then suggesting the texture thing as it asking for it. Good God. God bless you, Apple Notes.